everybody, and welcome to another episode of Boom Chuck, a drummer's podcast. My name is Chris Phillips. I thank you again for listening. We actually have a great episode today. I went back and talked to the guys that I talked to in season one. I reached out, emailed, texted some of the guys I knew. A couple guys sent me video messages and just kind of wanted to recap things we talked about, what they're going through right now, what they've changed since we've talked to them, what has been going on with those guys, and I just wanted to do a simple check-in. I thought you guys would enjoy to hear what they have been up to. So let's kick it off. You just heard episode 2's guest Drew Orton with his band Demons. They had released this new EP in September called Swallow. All the songs are, I don't know, a minute and 40 seconds, but you can see why. They're filled with crazy riffs, excellent drums. I love hearing Drew play. It's been awesome. It was great to catch up with him. Since we talked, he's been recording with Demons. He has an early release in 2023 coming out with them. He's been teching for all kinds of different people, being a drum tech, hanging out with people. I got to catch up with him locally here in Raleigh-Durham when he was teching a festival for a local radio station out here. That was kind of fun to catch up. He actually got a new job at AEG Presents in the Mid-Atlantic legal department, which is cool. He's running stuff for a lot of Virginia Beach staples like the Norva and, you know, places like that. So he's doing a lot of stuff with that too. And good news, him and his girl are having a baby very soon. So thoughts and prayers go out to him, and hopefully he gets his sleep now. I've been giving parenting tips before the baby even comes, and he just laughs at me because he has no idea what's about to happen. So good job, Drew. We will talk soon, and hope you're well, buddy. You can check out all Drew's stuff at Instagram, at Drew Orton. That'll link you to all the Demon stuff and everything that he's working on now. Let's continue with episode 3. I got to talk to my buddy, Los Cabos drumstick artist, Adam Satterwhite. He's been a buddy of mine for a very long time. We actually go to church together. He was in a band called Trial by Fire. It was a Journey tribute band. He talked about playing with a different plethora of other bands and balancing that with having a 9-to-5 and a family and all these other things. Since we've talked to him, he has left Trial by Fire. He's gotten a new 9-to-5, which takes him all over the United States, traveling with all these clients and doing all this stuff. And he still has a family of 6. So Adam is a busy, busy boy. Not only has he been playing with Brandon Murphy, he has also been recording. He's been doing a lot of different things in studio. And he was actually on a Summit Church EP called To the Lamb that I was lucky enough to play with him on the album. So here's a little snippet of that. I'll go wherever. Moving on, episode 4. I got to talk to my buddy Jeremy Furstenfeld of Blue October and First Drums. Here is one of their new songs off their album, Spinning the Truth Around. I know you're feeling like the world is on your shoulders. Now, when I talked to Jeremy back in the height of COVID, touring was not an option. He had been making drums. He had been kind of establishing himself as this independent drum maker, and that's what we spent most of our time on outside of the gear he played, still a Yamaha artist, and obviously with the band Blue October and Harvard of the South. Jeremy, since then, has gone on tour with Blue October. They opened up for the Goo Goo Dolls nationwide. It was a COVID tour that had been postponed. I got to see them here in Raleigh. We got to catch up and talk a bit. And then, obviously, they've put out a couple albums since then as well. So Jeremy is a busy, busy man. And I asked him specifically about some of the stuff he made before he left for tour. He actually made a 7x14 walnut and a 16x4 cherry wood snare drum, which is very, very cool, very unique. But he's still kicking it around and doing what he can and when he can. So you can check his stuff out at First, F-U-R-S-T underscore drums on Instagram. That was the band Precious Metals off their new EP, Candid Chemicals. The drummer of that band now is Matteo Vasconian. He was my guest in episode 5. Matteo and I met when he played with a band called Wild Adriatic, who's still out there, just not playing shows right now. Matteo is playing with, like I said earlier, Precious Metals and The O-Man and The Night Trippers, all in upstate New York. Matteo also spotlighted as an EQX DJ for a short time. It was awesome because EQX is one of my favorite radio stations because they've played my band, I Am Dynamite, for years and years and years. So shout out to everybody up there. Matteo also has taken a job as the director of operations at Cafe Luna in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is a classic folk venue. Not only has Matteo been doing all these different things, he is also expecting his first child in January. So props to Matteo. Hope you're doing well, and you can check out all Matteo's stuff on Instagram at Matteo Thinks. Now, I got to tell you, episode 6 that I did with Scott Pilgrim was something that I was completely nervous for. That was the first time that I'd kind of branched out and done a podcast with someone I didn't really know. I had never met Scott before, even though he's from my home state of Michigan. I was nervous. I didn't know. Scott had already done all these huge things with Drumeo and all of this internet success, and I was shocked that he said yes to begin with, but luckily we had a great conversation. We got to know each other quite well, common interests and all that, and it was really fun to see where Scott went after we had done our podcast and what he had done with all the gear and the traveling. I'll let Scott tell you what he's been up to.
What up? Hey, so life is good. Coming back from the great shutdown, I got to kind of refocus, broke my ankle in 2019 and took the rest of the year to kind of rehabilitate that. And it got me in the groove of playing multiple pedals. So I've been working on that. And I've been learning to like relax into life and doing a lot more fishing and foraging, gardening. I have a second dog, Phoenix, who's my mini Aussie. Other than that, man, like I've really just moved away from being a sideman and a freelance musician, and I'm pretty much just full-time running Scott Pilgrim Trio, quartet, a drummer DJ duo, all the drum clinic, workshop, masterclass stuff, Released a couple courses, online courses, Paradiddle Code and 360 Hands. And I'm getting ready to finish this book. But the thing I'm most excited about, I got a new record out. It's called Pegasus, after my dog. Pretty much laid everything down before I broke my ankle, you know, got through that year and the shutdown hit. So took some time to cultivate it, and it's really, really a cool piece of work. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, man, you know, I'm signed with Paiste a little over a year ago and did a tour for them recently over in Europe. And that's it.
That's awesome. And I'll tell you guys what, I got a snippet of the album that's coming out, and it's freaking awesome. I'm excited for that. You can check everything out at Scott Pellegrim or scottpellegrim.com. He's got everything listed there. All right, episode 7. I got to talk to my friend Nathan Drake. I reached out to Nathan a couple times. I did not get a response, but I think it's because a few months after we talked, Nathan retired from tour life and music in general. He set his sights on other things, and from what I've seen, Nathan's killing it. Nathan is a software development engineer, and he owns his own firm. That firm focuses on Web3 apps in the NFT space. My musician mind has no idea what that means, but maybe some of you guys know. You can check out Nathan's stuff at drakewest.dev. I got that from online. I hadn't heard from Nathan. I hope he's doing well. I consider him a friend still, even though I haven't talked to him in a while. Check out episode 7. We had a great conversation. And Nathan, I wish you all the best. If you couldn't tell from that tasty lick, and again, that was on a practice pad and it still sounded that awesome. That was my episode 8 guest, Ben Satterley. You know him as the Nashville Drum Coach on Instagram. Ben was another one that I was nervous, but we ended up talking for like 4.5 hours or something like that. Turns out we had a lot in common, and he was able to talk freely about all kinds of different things. If you haven't checked out that episode yet, please do. The update on Ben of what's going on is obviously he's still posting. He's a content creator. He's doing things, but he's doing it in a very cool way. You know, that little lick you heard, that was just him messing around at Forks Drum Closet in Nashville. Like, that's just him. He posts stuff that sparks creativity, does all these different things. But my man is a workhorse. He's been touring with Philip Phillips, and he has another tour coming in 2023 with Larkin Poe. He's been posting all the content. Hopefully you follow him and you see him. Also has a new sample pack out, so you can check that out as well. He's been crazy busy with everything that's going on. You can read all about his life on his Instagram, at Nashville Drum Coach. He is going through some stuff. My thoughts and my prayers are with Ben and his family as they try to figure out what's going on in life. And as Ben is working, being a touring drummer, he's killing it. Again, Ben, it was a pleasure to talk to you. We will hook up again soon, I promise. So episode 10 with Wes Keeley, the founder and creator of K-Breaks. I got to catch up with him recently. He's actually been insanely busy working on his master's degree from Grand Valley State University in some sort of business crazy thing, because that guy is the business mind of all minds. He wanted me to make sure to say K-Breaks is still alive. He's still running the company. Everything's been going well. If you need any K-Breaks, go to kbreaks.com, order a million different pairs, give them to your friends, Christmas gifts, yada, yada, yada. K-Breaks is still alive and well. Anyway, Wes is still juggling. Obviously, I said his master's degree. He is doing all these different things, including K-Breaks. He's in a bunch of different bands. He's recording. He's doing everything we talked about in our episode. So he's killing it. We actually talked the other night and caught up because it had been a minute. We, of course, talked about his PV drum kit and what he's doing moving forward. He's got a couple different ventures in mind. I can't tell you about him because I don't know about him. He didn't tell me. But I do want to recommend a book we talked about quite a bit. He actually read it in the past, but he was showing me the stuff that he's got to do and all the work he's been doing for this degree he's going for. And the book is actually called Who Moved My Cheese? That is recommended from Wes Keeley from K-Breaks. Who Moved My Cheese? Somebody please read it. Maybe I'll read it. Somebody please read it. Tell me how it goes. I'm not a big reader. But anyway, go to kbreaks.com. Listen to episode 10 with Wes Keeley. And Wes, good luck on getting that master's degree. We'll talk soon. Speaking of all these smart people that I met while doing these episodes, my guest for episode 11 was Dale Baker. Dale was the drummer of Sixpence None the Richer, the band that did Kiss Me, but he was so much more than that. If you haven't listened to the episode, check it out. Here's Dale filling everybody in on what he's been up to.
Hey, Chris. Dale Baker here. Thought I'd give you an update on what's going on with me. I'm here in my home studio. So this is where I've been doing remote sessions for different clients. So, and what have I been up to? Well, I've been doing the remote tracking. I continue to play at a couple different churches in town. Crosspoint Church in Cary, Church on Morgan in Raleigh. I'm really excited about the release of my updates in my drum book, which is called First Steps for the Beginning Drummer. It's recently been updated. You can find it on Gumroad. So if you just search Gumroad, Durham Drum Lessons or First Steps Gumroad. But the thing I did is I've created a left-handed version of the book as well, or an open-handed version of the book. So there's I have a right-hand version and then an open-hand version of my drum book for the beginning drummer. And super excited about that. And then I've also created a playlist on Spotify that's essentially kind of my influences and all the songs that I remember growing up listening to that made me want to be a drummer. And that one, that playlist can be found at Durham Drum Lessons on Spotify. And you'll see a big logo. This is Durham Drum Lessons. And it's a crazy compilation mix of just a bunch of random songs. And I'm really excited about adding to it and updating it as I remember songs from my past and the things that have influenced me that, you know, have made me want to be a better drummer. So that's what I've got going on. I've also been doing facilitating team building events with a local company called Drum Team Collective. And that's been a lot of fun. And so we do corporate team building events in the Raleigh area, and then also in Nashville, and really nationwide. But currently, it's just been local and in Raleigh and Nashville. So yeah, see you, man.
It's good to hear from you, Dale. As always, you can see Dale's stuff at Durham Drum Lessons, like he had said, on Instagram, or Google it. It's there. His Instagram, personal Instagram, is Dale Baker Drummer, and everything is linked there as well. And he did mention the Drum Team Collective, which is a very cool thing. I'm hoping to get those guys on an episode. That would be great, too. You can check them out at Drum Team Collective, also on Instagram. Was Frontside off of their newest single, Einstein Killed Me. The drummer of Frontside is Alex Jolly, episode 12 guest. Alex not only shared his life story about how he grew up and what it was like moving from the coast into Raleigh and doing all these different things, we got to know each other quite well, which was pretty cool. Alex has been on tour with Frontside for quite a while since our episode aired. He's also the drummer of Solar Bear Music, Zephyranthes, both local bands here in Raleigh, North Carolina area, holding down a 9-to-5 and teaching. So Alex Jolly is a busy, busy boy. You can check out all of his stuff at Jolly Boy, JOLLYBOIII, on Instagram. Check out Frontside Band, Zeferante's Band, and Solar Bear Music. Alex, I hope you're doing well, my friend. Here's episode 13 guest, Mark Damian, to tell us what's going on with him.
Well, hello, Chris Phillips, and all the listeners of the Boom Chuck podcast. This is Mark Damian, broadcasting from my North Hollywood, California studio. I was asked to give some follow-up to our last interview, which I believe would have been in September of 2021. And if there's been anything of significance that has happened since then, I would say so. I spent a lot of time on the road in 2022 with legendary guitar player Jeff Skunk Baxter. You may have heard of him from Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, in which he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you may also know that he's been on hundreds and hundreds of records as a session guitar player. And he put out a solo record named Speed of Heat, in which I became the drummer and vocalist for the touring band. We started out doing dates on the East Coast, and then we headed to the West Coast about a month later. And then we headed to Japan for about 10 days, an amazing experience. And now we're taking the show in December to the Midwest, which I'm very excited about because I get to play with this phenomenal band with Hank Horton, bass player, lead vocalist from Lansing, Michigan, another fellow Michigander, as well as CJ Vanston on keys, who also produced and co-wrote most of the material on this Skunk Baxter Speed of Heat record. So let me tell you the cities in case any of your listeners are in those areas. We start out at Schenck Hall on the 14th of December in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then Thursday, December 15th at Space is Alive Music Hall in Evanston, Illinois. Then I'm very excited to play one of my favorite venues in the Detroit market, the Magic Bag Theater in Ferndale, Michigan, on December 16th. Then we end up in Ohio at the Kent Stage in Kent, Ohio, on December 17th. And then wrapping up on December 18th at Jurgles. I hope I'm saying that right, because that just sounds funny. Jurgles in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, on December 18th. So a short run, a short but mighty run of the Midwest in mid-December. Tickets are already on sale. You can go to my website, markdamian.com. You can go to jeffskunkbaxter.com and check out those tour dates. I hope to see you there. I'm still a proud endorser of DW Drums, Sabian Cymbals, ProMark Drumsticks, 64 audio in-ears, the best in-ears on the planet. Remo drum heads, Roland Electronics, which I use a lot of on the Skunk Baxter tour, oddly enough. I guess I should mention, too, that I got this amazing new drum kit built by DW. I spent a lot of time with John Good, the vice president of the company. Initially, 3 years ago, when I sat down with him to build the best studio recording drum kit that I could possibly come up with, we decided on a cherry spruce hybrid, Michigan cherry mixed with some plies of spruce that you know, he gained access to the Stradivarius forest in Italy, which some of you may know. Stradivarius is a very old company that builds violins and orchestral instruments, and they resonate amazing. So that's what he was going to get me into. It took me a little bit of time to make enough space in my humble studio here in North Hollywood. So by the time I did so, some things had changed. I checked in with Garrison, my A&R rep, one last time before I placed the order. And I said, hey, you know, one more thing. You guys know that I really like tuning my drums super low. I like to get the lowest fundamental note out of these drums. And With that said, is there any, you know, newer developments over the course of the last 3 years since we initially came up with this design that would kind of enhance that philosophy? And he sent me a very short message back saying, yes, indeed, we have. Two words, purple core. Purple core meaning that the three plies in the center of the shell are made up of what's called purple heartwood. I believe it's out of Brazil, but I'm going to just say South American purple heartwood. That is a very dense wood. And then you have the option of going maple, mahogany, or cherry for the inner and outer plies of these drums. I took another few months to make that decision. And I figured, well, I got enough maple drum kits. Mahogany is very interesting, very dark, very classic. But, you know, Michigan cherry. I was going to go with cherry in the first place. So why not do a purple core drum kit with the purple heart in the middle, surrounded by Michigan cherry. So that's what I got. I had them do the finish in a ebony stain, satin oil ebony finish, so you can see the wood grain, with black nickel hardware. So the damn thing looks like a stealth bomber. Very excited about getting a demo video put up on my YouTube channel. I'm hoping that video will be out by the beginning of next year. So that's going to wrap it up for me. MarkDamian.com, MarkDamian. Thank you, Chris Phillips, for asking me to do this. Hope you're all well, and talk at you soon. Thanks.
That's amazing. I'm excited to hear that kit. Good on you, Mark, and it's awesome to see you out there touring, doing what you love, and doing what you moved to LA to do. If you have not listened to Mark's episode, I got to tell you, Mark and I go way, way, way back. He's been playing DW drums since I've known him, and he's killing it, which is great. I'm excited to see him moving forward, touring with legends, the dates that he went through. If you are in the Midwest, check it out. My next guest was Nashville drummer Kirby Bland. I reached out to Kirby, and he was one of the first ones to get back to me. So here's Kirby filling us in on what's been going on with him.
Hey, Chris, good to hear from you, man. Yeah, dude, there's been quite a bit of updates since we spoke at the beginning of this year, I believe it was. The most exciting one being, like, the first one being is new drums, for sure. I kind of changed my mind about halfway through the touring season this summer, about was I going to tour with modern drums, was I going to tour with vintage drums, because the project that I'm involved in right now with JD Clayton, I played drums on the record and I used that 70s Rogers kit I'm pretty sure I told you about. We really want to make the touring shows sound like the record as much as possible. And my job as not only the drummer on the record, but a hired drummer to do it live is to replicate that best I can. So I'm over here thinking, why not use vintage drums to take out on these shows, get good cases for them. I just kind of decided to do that. So what happened was I went to Nelson Drum Shop here in Nashville. So I was going over and I was about to pull the trigger on this vintage standard Ludwig kit. It's the standards from the late 70s, early 80s. It's the same shells as the basically the classic maple shells of the 60s, three ply, I think maple, poplar, maple, something like that. Just incredible sounding drums. And since they're the standard series, they all Ludwig did through those years is put cheaper hardware on, cheaper, lighter weight hardware, which brings down the value a lot. Or not the value, I'm sorry, brings down the cost of the drums a lot. But the right drummer with the right heads, the right know-how can turn these drums into an incredible sounding drum set. So that's what I had my eye on. I was about to buy it and I walk out after I didn't buy it. And I called my friend and I was like, what do you think about this kit? And he says, I've got this 70s Cortex Ludwig kit, which again, same shells, I believe, same kind of shells, but like the wooden Cortex looks like a wood floor, literally on like just, it's just a wrap, but, and he has like a 12, 13, 16, 22, and it was perfect. And so he said, what if I just let you borrow that for indefinitely? Me and this guy actually go back a lot trading gear and whatnot. So it wasn't that much of a surprise that he would offer, but he said, hey, it's just sitting in the corner of my studio right now. Might as well give it some love. So I ended up taking that out in the past few weeks, that 70s Cortex, and I've gotten nothing but compliments on it. It's amazing. Actually, on the last run we did in San Antonio, Texas, we had to go to Guitar Center for some ins and odds, and I decided to get all new heads and put it on before the show. And I mean, I always forget how important heads are, because the heads on this kit were probably on there since the 70s. I hadn't changed them at all, and they sounded great, but they sounded even better. They were so much easier to tune, well-rounded sounds once they got all new Remo heads on them. And so that's about all I'm using as gear. I'm still using the Yamaha aluminum hardware. Game changer. Thank you again. I'm still using Zildjian cymbals, even though I did switch up my hi-hats to some 14-inch K Constantinoples. That's very recent, just because the Beverly hats that I was telling you about finally got a crack in them. It sucks, but they finally got a crack in them. They still sound great, but that thing's just going to grow so quickly. So I spotted that on a show, and I was like, all right, I got to go to the drum store. So I got some new hi-hats. I did get a new snare drum. I got a 5x14 Ludwig Universal Black Brass, which is awesome. Ever since they came out with it and announced it, a few months ago, I've had my eye on it. They have the Universal Black Brass. They have the, I think the Universal Maple, possibly, as well. And, man, the only thing I'd say about that drum is it's if you replace the tension lugs on it, which I have done, that brings the drum up to its full capability, because it's already just a black brass shell, and it's got that huge, deep stadium type sound, which is a sound I don't usually go for because I like the acrylite, I like the snappy, short, dry kind of thing. But for the gigs that I'm doing right now, which I'll tell you about here in a second, that deep stadium country thing is what a lot of our songs call for, and much like other Nashville drummers here, I mean, it's a popular drum to use, but I'm just glad to have one. I had a Black Beauty when I first moved to town, had to sell it in 2 months for rent. And I haven't had a black brass since. Now I do. It was much cheaper. I'm not gonna lose my place over it, you know. So like, I'm pretty happy about that. And yeah, man. As far as gigs go, I've been busy as hell right now. Just with the one guy I was talking about, JD Clayton. He got. I don't know if when we were talking, if he had like his management under him, but it's kind of crazy to see how it works up front and like involved in it, because I've been playing with this guy for over 10 years. We grew up together in Arkansas, and I've played probably at this point at least 100 shows with him throughout our life, and he is technically brand new on the Nashville scene, because this year he finally secured a deal with management. They've been booking him like crazy, and we've been in the process over the year of subbing out different players in our band and just trying to fit together what the record's supposed to sound like with a good group of guys. We have been on the road almost every weekend for 6 months, and it's just incredible. It's double incredible to me because, yeah, it's fun to go on the road and play all these cool places. Like, we've been through Texas, we've been through Kentucky, Arkansas, Missouri, and we've got a lot more coming up. Like, we've got, like, New York coming up, Buffalo, New York, through Philadelphia, and just, it's wild the places that we're actually able to go. But it's double wild for me because it's my childhood friend, and we're still doing the thing. And it feels like it's really happening right now. We've been doing a lot of opening slots for Randy Rogers Band. We did one with Old Crow Medicine Show in Arkansas. Well, the three Northeast dates coming up are with Cadillac 3. We've also done stuff with Charles Wesley Godwin. And we have a lot of, I think, potential offers on the table for next year to, like, actually jump on a tour. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I am still bartending on the side. I'm still doing that thing. I got personal money goals and personal financial and home goals to meet that music still doesn't, you know, pay all of. But because we're being so busy, like, it's been a really fulfilling journey to go out and be able to buy some new gear, freshen things up, tour with vintage drums, which I didn't think was possible. I didn't think was practical, but I have yet to run into a problem with it. And as long as I know that as long as I take care of them in the most respectful way, then we'll be all good. I look forward to our forward conversations. Maybe next year we can hop back on and see what has changed from there. I am kind of looking to change up my brass. I'm not super interested in going away from Zildjian, but just again to fit more of the music, more of the vibe together. I think my brass right now is I have like one of everything, which is cool because like I have a whole allotment of sounds I can create and bring out, but for like these constant awesome shows we're doing, I think the very details of tones in cymbals, new drum heads, types of drums, weights of drumsticks, all of that really matters in your overall sound. And I always just try to be right on point with what the artist wants and what I believe is my best effort at to creating my own kind of art.
All right, Kirby, man, it's always so good to hear from you. My next guest was episode 15, Sam Ward. If you don't know who Sam is, you should look him up on Instagram at Warden on Drums. If you follow Sam, you've known that he has been a working drummer out in LA for years and years and years. If you listen to the podcast, he went through how he got there, going from Berkeley and doing everything on the East Coast and transferring everything to the West Coast. But he's out there. He's doing it. He actually has been doing the MJ Live tribute show in Vegas, which is a huge, huge honor and very cool to see him doing that and rocking with those cats out there. He's still an LA-based drummer. He's moonlighting in Vegas a little bit for right now. Really excited to see what's going on with him and the posts that he's been doing. He's been tagging me. I appreciate that in the posts at Boomchuck, which is cool. So, Sam, good luck to you on this future adventure. We will talk very, very soon. Thank you again for being on the podcast. So if you guys have kept track, I missed one person. That person being Super B Brian Smith, episode 9. And I did that on purpose. So when I reached out to Brian Smith, he took a few weeks to get back. And I was like, what is going on? And then he sent me the best update he possibly could. Before I leave you with that, I want to say thank you again to all the guys that have been on the podcast with me. It's been a hilarious, awesome, knowledgeable, fun journey. And I'm going to keep doing more. Obviously, you heard I kicked off a season 2 with Timbo from Kino, Tim Baltas. And if you haven't heard that, please go listen. And I'll get back to you with more and more guests talking drums and life and whatever we need to talk about. Until then, my name is Chris Phillips. This is Boom Chuck, a drummer's podcast. Thank you for listening. Here is Super B Brian Smith.
This goes out to Boom Chuck Podcast. My man, Chris Phillips, Super B here. Monty Jones, hey. Man. Hey, nothing's changed. Hey. But what you're listening to, hey. Curse of the Funky Treasure, coming out in 2023. Hey. That's right. Same Gretches, hey. Same Zildjians. But I got a new trick. Oh, yeah, the Ludwig 60s. Superphonic on the snare, all for you. You loving it or not? Much love. Boom Chuck Podcast.